This is John Batchelor, conversation with my good friend Henry Sokolsky of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center about the startling fact that the People's Republic of China buys uranium ore in the hundreds of thousands of tons from Canada, and that after that uranium ore leaves Canada, and there's a sale approved of 100,000 metric tons now, I believe. After it leaves Canada, there's no monitoring of what becomes of it. It's said to be by China for its civilian fleet, manufacturing energy from nuclear power plants. But, as Henry makes very clear, any nuclear power plant creates the conditions that you can create uranium suited for a bomb, even make plutonium suited for a bomb. And Canada right now is not following the story. Neither is the IAEA, to Henry's knowledge. Here's Henry explaining. And then there's also the bit about how Westinghouse building nuclear power plants is owned by two Canadian companies. And there is no reporting. Well, you'll hear it. Henry Sokolsky, here's Henry.
Well, I'd better get used to it, because if it doesn't, it's going to whistle past the graveyard of a real big explosive matter. I think, you know, you can't preach your concern about the military might of China and not follow through, as that official seemed to be doing, on the nuclear front as well. I mean, here's another thing that's disturbing. Most people don't know it, but one of the most prominent makers of reactors, Westinghouse, is owned by two Canadian firms. It's not owned by Americans. It's owned by Canadian firms. Well, you know, what's Westinghouse doing? I mean, they are building reactors in China. I don't know how much you want to make of this, but we need to be aware of the weirdness of what we're doing. Do we know, for example, whether or not American reactors, there are four of them that operate in China, are being used to irradiate lithium rods? I don't know. I assume the Chinese wouldn't be that foolish to tempt fate to do that. But, you know, it would be worth hearing someone say, we don't know, or we do know. No one's asked.
Thank you.